All right, now that you know how to substitute and convert foods, let's look at a few other hands features that facilitate tailoring. Any applicable changes made for the current tab will carry over to the following tabs. However, it's important to note that if additional tailoring changes are required for a participant during the issuance period, you must appropriately tailor all the visible tabs. This is called multi-tab tailoring. During a participant's certification period, there are times when their food package may need to change. The most common example of this is how an infant's food package will transition from only including formula through 5 months of age, then include infant foods from 6 to 8 months of age, and then include regular fruits and vegetables from 9 to 11 months of age. When each of these transitions take place, an additional tab appears above the food package section, letting you know that the food package will be changing during the possible benefit issuance period. You can also use hands to vary how the food packages are tailored each month of the issuance period. Simply tailor and issue 1 or 2 months of food package benefits. Then change how the food package is tailored for the remaining months and issue those benefits.